technology, and then what do you have? Like, are these bonds really authentic? Like, mm-hmm. how do you even know if people are being authentic?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Authenticity.
Authenticity, throwing that word out.
Authentic. I think this is also slightly off topic, but LinkedIn.
Bro. What even is, I've never had LinkedIn. Like, what do you do on there?
LinkedIn is basically the business major platform. Oh. So it's like anytime you want to make, I've from my business major friends that mm-hmm. anytime you want to make a friend, and they're doing their, what's it called? I guess, what are those called when they all meet together and they mingle? And
networking?
Networking, yep. They network. And instead of asking for social media or for any Instagram or phone number or anything, they ask for their LinkedIn. And it's just basically a work professional site where you try to get as many stats and buffs to your name.
Yeah, you like flex as much as you can with exactly. your experience and stuff.
And that is the most inauthentic social media platform that I cannot go near. I've been told multiple times to get it because it can be very helpful if you want to stay in touch with employers and people that can help you with your career. But mental health wise, I cannot get that at all. No, I'm a very competitive person. So I would see all the other achievements and I'd be like,
why don't I have that? Like, that's normal though. Like,
yeah,
I feel like a lot of people can relate to that and like probably just don't say anything about it or do anything about it.
Yeah, but I don't know. From the same Forbes website, I think I should find a new source at this point, but
it said, blazing Forbes right now.
Yeah, just Forbes. But it said, and they quoted from a research article, that only some youth feel worse about their own lives from seeing friends' social media postings. So the majority of them say they generally don't, which is 78%.
I feel like that's to go against Forbes here, but I feel like that
seems high.
Wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that seems like it's the inverse of what I would expect.
Exactly. So, yeah, take that with a grain of salt.
I feel like we should fact check Forbes on that.
Maybe we'll do a quick little fact check. We'll get back on that. But, yeah, I thought that was really surprising because I compare myself a lot on these social media platforms.
Me too.
Maybe we're part of the remaining
the 24%
but yeah, it's there must be a lot more comparison in internal things that maybe people aren't self-reporting, mm-hmm. but that's a whole nother story. But yeah, the authenticity part, LinkedIn, social media, there's a lot of things that I feel also strain friendships as well with social media. I mean I think with younger generations now, they're trying to, I mean, everyone wants to get more followers and they want to get likes on their posts. But now it's like, oh, who can post the coolest pictures? And like, here's me with my digital camera at a beach in Europe. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you have to go to even cooler countries and have cooler outfits and kind of things. And it's like, and then all your friends like say like, oh, nice outfit, or like, and they have to comment to make sure that, oh, everyone knows that you're friends kind of thing.
Yes.
And it feels like a performance.
Oh, my gosh. It's all a performance. Mm-hmm. Even the people, like, when I was younger, I used to look at accounts of people who I thought were really cool. Mm-hmm. And they'd post, like, it's like their crumpled up receipt. And it's like their cat's ear. And then the caption's just like, bleh. Like, it's something like, and I was like, wow, they're so nonchalant and cool.
Yeah.
Gosh, I need to learn more words. Anyway. But I would look at that and think, wow, they're so, like, they're not thinking about it. But then I'm like, no, that's also a constructed identity. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not viewing this person as, like, a full human. I'm just seeing, like, oh, well, they're obviously perfect and cool, and I'm not. And I...
Yeah.
And anything I tried to do to, like, copy them just felt super, like, wrong and, like, mm-hmm. unfulfilling.
Yeah. I don't know. They put out that image that even though it looks so careless and it's like,
yeah, so candid.
Candid,
so like,
yeah.
Thrown together, but it's not. It's like curated. Everything is curated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They've spent like hours taking that picture, angling, editing, thinking of the caption and everything. And it's just a bunch of time spent that you don't see behind the scenes. And even though it's so digestible that it's like we know that mm-hmm. people spend a lot of time, but we just can't see it. And that's also the thing with like these TikToks. Like, this is even farther from the topic, but like the getting ready, here's my 6 a.m morning routine and here's me opening the curtains in my beautiful apartment, mm-hmm. and doing like
girl, you do not do that every day. Like, I know you're sleeping until 10.
It's like gym at 5 a.m. No way, Jose, you are doing that every day.
No, literally, and it's just like, it's setting everyone else, especially young people, like setting them up for failure. Because, like, I don't know, I have a younger sibling, and like, she watches these things, and she's like, oh, almost dropped my name. She's like, oh, DJ Superstar, like, did you see this thing? Like, did you know people do this? And I'm like, I have to literally like be like, that's just not true.
Yeah,
like, that's just not real.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think there's like lacking education for kids in schools. Like,
yeah, even our digital literacy classes, I feel like they don't understand this yet fully, so we can't really teach it because it's also brand new, this whole curated part of our lives now, and it will probably continue going because no one's gonna really post any of their depressing moments or anything
literally.
So.
Yeah, and you're so right, like the people doing the digital media education and literacy and all that, like, bless them, good, like, you're stopping a lot of cyberbullying, but you're not really getting that, like, people fully construct different versions of themselves in such a specific way that's like so advanced that you'd have to literally be in it to understand it. It's so weird.
Oh yes, completely.
Like, I find it hard to like articulate that stuff.
Yeah,
and I'm like in that age group that does it, so I do it, like,
exactly. We strayed a little.
We strayed a little. Let's,
we strayed a little. We'll go back.
Bring it back?
Bring it back. We're going to bring it back. Run it back. So, anyway, I mean, with these curated pictures, maybe, I don't know, they could say that they're taking pictures with their friends and everything, and they're like, oh, here's me and my friends having a great time, but it's like, I mean, we don't really know if they're great friends or it was just the shot of the moment kind of thing. And so there is also an epidemic happening called the loneliness epidemic, that I also wanted to mention and bring up. This is also from the Forbes article, so I think I need to step back, but I do believe this is true. That with particularly Gen Z, which is right now the ages of 16 to 24, that they report feeling more lonely than any other age group right now. So this includes even seniors, who are 65 plus, which is insane because we are at the age that we're in university and school together and everyone's starting work and everything. And this should be the time when we're meeting so many people. But we are the ones feeling the most lonely compared to even grandparents who live alone and
who just sit at home all day
at home,
and like call their friends
and knit,
like,
and bird watch.
That's just us. We went bird watching with DJ Star.
Yeah, guys, it was very fun.
Yeah, recommend.
Definitely.
That's a way to connect with people.
Yeah, bird watch.
Bring a recorder, play a little song, get a free Cobb's bun.
Inside joke. Sorry, guys.
Cobb's had this thing. I'll just explain it. Cobb said this thing, if you played a song, you got a free bun, and we did it. It's not an inside joke anymore. Now you guys are all part of it.
You guys know now.
Yeah, that's just really, like, we allegedly lead such social lives, but I think, where do you think that comes from? Like,
the social lives? Or,
like, we allegedly lead social lives, but we feel the most lonely. Like, why do you think that might be?
Yeah, you know, I think there are a lot of things right now. I mean, I definitely think social media is the biggest one because we are one of the first generations to grow up completely, I guess, online. And even, like, with friends now, people are playing online games together, like Roblox. I see all my, like, little family friends, instead of actually speaking to one another, both on their iPads playing Roblox, like, across from each other kind of thing. And it's like, hello, like, go play tag or something, you know?
Yeah, go ride a bike.
What are you doing?
Get some fresh air.
Exactly. So, it's things like that. And so, yeah, it's this kind of paradox that we're in such a hyper-connected time that we are also virtually connected, but we're so disconnected from the physical world that I think that's why we stem so much loneliness. But there are also some environmental factors that are new as well. I mean, other than social media, there could be, like, the growing climate change, anxiety. Maybe some kids are feeling a bit more anxious about that. And then things like church attendance has been going down in the West, and that's a big sense of community. So the fact that that's going down and families aren't going, which means the kids aren't going, kind of thing, and so they're not really connecting as much. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and more a lack of human connection as well, other than just friendship. But even in like going to the superstore and seeing there be no human cashiers, but you have to go to the self checkout with the machine and then you leave the store, kind of thing. And
yeah, then you go to the store on your phone. I mean, mm-hmm. assuming you're on the bus, not driving. You get to the store, you're like looking at your list on your phone. You check out from a computer, you go back on your phone. Like, that's so depressing. That's like Wall-E. Yep.
It is. That's like
we're one step away from Wall-E, guys. No, not to be dramatic.
I could only see Wall-E once because I cried so hard. I can't watch it again. But yeah, it will become like that.
Triggered some anxiety in me.
Like, oh my. No.
I don't know. All of this just like makes me think that like we can't substitute social media for real connection at all, because mm-hmm. it's just nowhere near the same.
Exactly.
Like, it's just not the same.
Yeah. I also want to end one more point as well, yes, is that not inflation, but the rising cost of everything, mm-hmm. because even the typical like hangout spots that I guess like kids usually go to, like coffee shops, for example, because now a coffee is about $7 since you need to tip and there's tax and it's so expensive now. Mm-hmm. Going to the local park, it's like one of my local parks is Rocky Point in Port Moody, and I love that place. But now the only place that you can get parking is now paid. So now you got to pay for parking to go to the park. So it's ridiculous. Like, so they're just kind of shutting everyone out of the community, not because they want to, but for the rising cost of everything. So all these like local hangout spots are becoming void of connection. I was also reading an article on the same topic that Starbucks is closing their washrooms for the public.
Bro.
So you only...
They go there all the time. They can't do this.
Exactly. So you have to pay for something to use the washroom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so now you're losing another social connection spot where, I guess, like, people gather and they mingle and they talk and they meet their friends there. And it's like, nope, now you got to pay to do that. Yeah. So we're getting priced out of our social connections right now.
And it's becoming... I mean, classic world, but, like, only rich people can afford that. Like, mm-hmm. it's pricing out certain groups and, like, lower-income people from these things, which, it's bad for your mental health. Like, it's just it's a vicious cycle where it's, like, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. Personally, I can't be dropping $7 on a coffee every day, like, I want to see my friends. But exactly. It rains in Vancouver a lot, like...
Exactly. And like, and so
places.
Yeah, so now if you can't afford it, well, I mean, you can go on your iPad and get Roblox for free.
Yeah,
go and
sit play down.
And so it's like, that's the new, I guess, direction of where we're headed, is that we're probably going to be even all virtual, because it will be the easiest option,
cheapest thing
to do. It also sounds like, I'm not sure, have you read Ready Player One?
Yes, or watch, I have.
Yeah, that is my biggest fear. It's one of my favorite books, but I am terrified if that ever happens.
Can you recap it very briefly?
Yeah, it's basically where it's all kind of a virtual world, and this creator, I think his name Halliday.
Yeah, right.
He created this virtual world that's all online via virtual reality. So you put on a headset and you're in this entire new world where the entire world is connected in. Creator of this virtual reality world dies, but he creates a treasure hunt, like an Easter egg kind of thing, that traces back his life to go eventually inherit this world and the trillions of dollars he's made from this. But it is terrible because... It just like the way the book describes the main character's life, like he lives on a stack of trailers on top of each other, and he has his VR set, and then he locks into this world where it's like a beautiful, pristine place where everyone can talk and be their own avatars, while in the physical world, like, the world is falling apart and everyone's living on stacked trailers kind of thing. And so I'm like, you know, we aren't that far at this point.
Yeah,
so, that's the book. I've watched the movie. The movie is not as good.
Yeah, I didn't think so either. Yeah. No.
But yeah, that is that point there. But yeah, anything you wanna add, DJ Superstar?
Yeah, I guess to end on, are we wrapping this up?
I think we are wrapping it. We actually talked for a lot longer than I believed. Oh, but
yeah, I guess, I don't know, some other facts from that article from the APA. Mm-hmm. Just that friendships can be made at any age. Like, there's no limit. I think sometimes people are like, well, everyone already has their friends. Especially in university, it can, like, not in first year, it can feel like that. But that's just, like, your mind. Like, that's just, like... Not that you're not valid in that, but it's like, that's probably just a little bit of social anxiety, a little bit of self-doubt, because everyone wants friends. Everyone wants community, so yeah. I don't know. Building it yourself is also a good way to get started.
Yeah, make some friends. Everyone will be willing to make it, mostly everyone, and if they don't, find a new one.
Yeah, if they don't, they're just not meant for you.
Yeah, or anyone. Maybe they're just... Maybe a little grumpy.
A little loner. A
little loner. But, yeah, go in the community. I mean, I was thinking, I usually go to the gym by myself, but I was thinking of going to my local gym and doing the classes at the women's gym.
Do it.
Because, yeah, I know it's like a sense of community. You can meet some people, so...
It's fun.
Yeah. Or like a spin class or something, because they kind of look fun. So I'm like...
Yeah, spin classes are good. They're fun.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, do something. Find a group. There will be someone out there. Volunteer a bit.
Yeah. You just got to get out of your comfort zone a little and you'll find it.
Yeah. I know. At this time, I feel like it's really hard to get out your comfort zone in this day and age. But
totally,
it is so worth it. It is very worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that is it for friendship / social media / rants /
Snapchat sucks.
Snapchat does suck.
It does.
But okay. We definitely did not go through most of our music this week, but we'll play a couple of the last ones. I think this may also be the last time you hear of us at this hour. So
last time you hear of us
at this hour, maybe next week you'll hear back from me, not DJ Superstar. I don't think next week, but
we'll see
what happens. But yeah, thank you so much
for
tuning in. We are here Tuesdays every 6 to 7. Next up is Sociologic with our dear radio friends Kaylin and Rebecca. So keep tuning in for that. And then at 8 p.m. we have Bitcoover with our music coordinator Connor. So awesome show. Also stick around for that. But
yeah, thank you so much for listening, guys. Have a good rest of your night.
So we're gonna do one more song that we'll introduce, and probably a couple more after that. So you want to introduce it?
Absolutely. Later? This next one is On Some by Toki Monsta featuring Anderson .Paak and who's that other artist there?
I don't even know.
I can't read it. I'm sorry. Can't read.
Let me see.
It doesn't say. Toki Monsta, Anderson .Paak, and another amazing artist who we don't know.
But put it in the description.
Please enjoy, guys. Have a good rest of your night.
I go off and think too much. I'm cool as long as you love. I'm in love. I'm in love. Yeah, I might pass it right back to ya. In my past life, I might have knew ya. I get high, and baby, you the drug, you the drug, you the drug. Yeah. And I feel like I hit the progressive. I hit the progressive. I wanna finesse it. You know, I spent my whole life searching for heaven. I'm closer than ever. I think I can catch it. I'm feeling like. Than ever, I think I can catch it. I'm feeling like.
like my moment to follow through.
Attention, women in science, technology, engineering, and math. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting on your journey, the Society for Canadian Women in Science and Technology is here to support you every step of the way. From mentorship programs to networking and skill-building events, we've got the tools and resources you need to succeed and thrive in STEM. Visit squis.ca to learn more. That's SCWIST.ca. We can't wait to connect with you.
Because boire un café, mais je voulais pas aller. C'est pas menti. Il voulait même pas danser avec moi au club.
See you guys next week, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.